Simpson College Athletics Director Marty Bell announced your intention to retire at the end of 2025. Well, it was a shock to me, but you know, after we've talked, you seem pretty excited about it. So walk me through the decision-making process and kind of what went on beforehand.
Well, Andrew, even though it was a shock to some, including you, not to me. This is something I've been thinking about for a while. When I came to Simpson, I said, this will be my last stop. I don't know how long I'll do it, but I want to do it to the best of my ability. We moved back here 5 years ago to be with family. And I've got grandchildren that I'd really like to see grow up. I haven't gotten the chance to spend enough time, because I think you know now, after 5 years, when I do something, I'm both feet in with my tail on fire, and I'm going to be all in. And I think when I look back at my body of work here and what we've accomplished at Simpson with the athletic program, I think I've put it in a much better place than when I found it. And it is going to be a very attractive position for the next athletic director. And it's in a great position. And we talked many times on Storm Surge about how we're just now to that point where we're going to start to really see the fruits of our labor. And I'm happy for our coaches that we're in a position to do that.
Well, we'll get to some of the success of the teams, but you came in chaotic time. We were recovering from a COVID pandemic, and we'd really just gotten back to a regular season in the winter. Storm women's basketball makes the NCAA tournament, right. And really the work started for you later on that year and kind of building the seeds for 2023, right?
Yeah, my first full year here, I came in the middle of COVID, and so there wasn't a whole lot of activity when it came to teams competing. We had, you know, the very truncated schedules, and everything was going on in the spring, and football played like a scrimmage, and then their second game was canceled. It was it was just a weird time for college athletics in general. The one thing that that situation afforded me was, because there weren't competitions, because there wasn't your normal schedule, I got to go in early on my strategic vision and get things moving. So you got to see some of that right away in the very first full academic year that I was here, with our brand rebranding, new mascot, and we started in on the facility upgrades at that time. And so I was very excited about that. Then I started to, you know, restructure staffing and try to get us a real foundation for a championship culture. There were some great folks here. There were some great resources already here. But what I did was take those and put them in more of a strategic alignment and try to get the right opportunities in front of the right skill sets with the people we had here. And felt like we did that. And Tara Remeyer was a major, major part of this. Emma Christensen was a major, major part of this. Emma was a hire for me. Tara was here, but the minute I was here a week and got Tara repositioned where I thought she should be, which was second in command. That's what she was doing. That's the role she was serving in. Her title wasn't even close to that. So those were some strategic things we did right away. And then that summer, I hired Sam Schmitz. So I started to build the infrastructure from that side of it. Then I started to go to each individual program.
Talk about the addition of the programs. I think women's wrestling was, you know, a lot of people could see that one coming, but men's and women's gymnastics, men's volleyball, these were things that, I mean, didn't necessarily have a ton of momentum, but you brought them here to Simpson.
Right, and the ones that got the greatest traction were the two gymnastics programs, and certainly women's wrestling. Men's volleyball has not had the traction, and we're evaluating that situation as an ongoing situation. But nonetheless, very excited we brought sports here that allowed us to attract from a different footprint geographically, get students to consider Simpson that would not ever think about considering Simpson otherwise, and give them great access to our wonderful academic program here. That was the key. I told Marcia Kelleher, my president at the time, Marcia, we need to expand our footprint strategically into markets where kids would come that they wouldn't consider Simpson, but we want to enhance our academic profile as a part of that. Those sports, the type of students that are attracted to those sports, did all that. So there was a very strategic reason why those sports were brought in. And I think, you know, they had results that far exceeded our expectations early and often.
When we talk about facilities, the turf on baseball, softball, the new gymnastics facility that we're just going to be able to use later on this winter, but then the upgrades at Kohl's and really turning it into the atmosphere of a true home field advantage, whether that is just, like I mentioned, turf, but also the mindset of the student body here. It really has transformed, and from my perspective, great job on that. But walk me through kind of your thoughts on doing all and investing from the bottom up to get to where we're at.
Well, when I got the job here, I was about a month in, and Marcia Kelleher came to me, and she goes, okay, Marty, she goes, your first assignment is I need you over the next month to lay out a strategic vision for athletics, which would include, you know, facility upgrades, new sports, enrollment initiatives, whatever. And a lot of that, you know, people don't realize is not only did we add new sports to get students, we actually maximized roster capacity of our existing sports, which was a bigger enrollment success story than just adding the sports. But when she asked me that question, it was right here in this office. And I said, hang on a second. And I walked over to my desk and I pulled it out and handed it to her. And she goes, you already have it? I said, Marcia, I would never have taken a job without doing that homework first. I said, part of why I came here is I saw the unbelievable potential that this place had, because it had some really good bones. And it just needed some love and some direction. And so it was not hard to put that together. So we started at the stadium. The very first win was the new video board. And then we put the new turf down and we resurfaced the track. And because of my existing relationships with a video board company, with a sports construction company, I was able to harness those to get us really good pricing. And then we were able to throw in the turf on the baseball and softball. Then the Kohl's project, I had to convince the school to put HVAC into Kohl's. Once we did that, we could convert Hopper for wrestling because we saw the new sport coming in with women. And then we could also get the four-court system back into Kohl's by removing our porta floor and our old tartan floor. And so we did all that. We refurbished locker room, built out some new office space, converted old wrestling space. I made sure that we took advantage of every square inch that we already had here before starting to say, we got to build something. So maximizing your existing space is critical. You got to do that first. And then if you run out of space, which we did, because gymnastics grew way faster than we thought it would to our advantage. And now here we are towards the end of my run here, where we're going to be cutting the ribbon on that here in a couple of weeks.
This took buy-in from the coaches to get the atmosphere you wanted. I think when you started, and this wasn't anything against the previous coaches or the mindset or the student body at that point, but football didn't show up to volleyball games. Volleyball and basketball didn't show up to football games. And there just wasn't the unified Simpson community. We see that a lot over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I think part of that is when the staff believes there's a commitment to their work, and that there's a belief in creating a winning culture, a championship culture. Winning doesn't just happen. There's an intentionality to it, and it starts with the person sitting in my chair and having the support of a college behind that. And my job was to be able to advocate effectively to our administration that these are things that need to be done for 60% of your student body. That's a huge number on a campus like this. And when you have that kind of number, their experience can shape the culture of the entire campus and the feeling on that campus. So that feeling allows you to recruit more and better and bigger. And so you got that snowball rolling down the hill the right way. And then the coaches felt the buy-in and the support. And I told them in my interview, they asked me a question. They said, ask us a question, coach. And I said, well, you asked me a question. It's not on the script, please. And the first question they asked was, what would just the first thing you change? I said, that's easy, winning. Y'all don't do nearly enough of it. And my job will be to create a foundation and a culture that clears the path of either obstacles or excuses. Because I said, I'm hearing both. Some of these are excuses. I said, I'm not big on excuses, but I'm big on clearing obstacles. And I said, but either way, they're deterrents to winning. And then once I do, it'll be go time for you. But I'm going to sit back and watch that develop and watch that join. And I think that's right where we are.
going away from the job for a minute. You already kind of touched on this, but how are you planning on spending time away from Simpson and enjoying retirement?
Well, my handicap on the golf course is an 8.5 index, and I need to get that down a little lower because I'm going to need to earn a little more money out there on the golf course. all kidding aside, spend more time with my grandchildren. Spend more time still mentoring folks. I get a lot of calls from different ADs, different coaches, different places. When you've done it 40 plus years, you just know a lot of people. And I still want to stay involved that way, but at my pace. You know, when you do it as long as I've done it, and that's what people, I think, at Simpson maybe don't quite understand. I'm not retiring from Simpson. I'm retiring from a 40 plus career of college athletics. It just so happens that this is the last place I ended up working. And so, and I haven't, like a lot of folks in athletics, I haven't worked at a lot of stops. I've been pretty good at finding a place, digging in, making sure I leave it in a better place than I found it. And I definitely do that. But I've got lots of things I have. I've never traveled because the job's never allowed me the time to afford to travel, you know. So I want to make sure I do that. I want to make sure that I remain healthy. And so that when I get my downtime, I can actually go do the things I never got to do. And my health is fine because I've gotten that question. I'm like, I'm not unhealthy. There's nothing going on. But when you get to my age, things can start to fail. It's like a car with 100,000 miles on it, right? You start to worry about the brakes and everything. And you know, so I want to make sure that I'm taking good care of myself. I owe that to my family. And then also spend time with them, time that they've so graciously given me and all of our coaches. To be able to do the job fully and with full devotion. So looking forward to making up for lost time on that front.
Well, last question before we let you go, and it's been so awesome to be the radio broadcaster under your time here. It really has transformed Simpson, but how do you plan on handling this transition? There's obviously going to be a new athletic director brought in, and I know things are in the works that maybe aren't ready for public consumption yet, but how do you kind of envision this moving forward for Simpson College?
I offered President Stubner and the administration as much help as they want from me to make sure that this gets handed off right. I don't want to lose anything in the transition. That would be unfair to the institution that supported me and the program, and to our coaches who also supported our vision and what we're doing here. So that'll be up to the institution to see how much they want to lean into me, but I'm not leaving the area. We came back to the area for a very specific reason. I'm leaning into that a little more now at this station of my life, but I'll be right down the street and happy to help and assist to whatever level they feel is appropriate. I don't want to get in the way. That's not my style. As you know, even from the working position, I was always behind the scenes, servant leadership requires that. And that's what I've always had, as a style, as a management style. So happy to support the college in the future, in any capacity they see fit. I want this place to succeed, and we are succeeding. And I hope we keep the momentum going and that the new hire, embraces where we are, and is able to take it to even a higher level.